This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast, and we have an extra episode this evening after a fairly dramatic day, particularly on the US stock market, after a China AI startup unveiled a new chatbot which threatens to match its major global competitors at a lower cost. The NASDAQ is still more than 3% down, and Nvidia has had an absolutely terrible day. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. Pretty dramatic stuff, Nick.
It sure is, Johnny. I mean, if you think about the AI super trend that we've seen in the last few years, it's all circled around this idea that, you know, U.S. innovation and growth and technology is leading the way, and that this Nvidia company, the darling of Wall Street for the last few years, would continue to do that. So a little bit of a challenge to the story here with the Chinese competitor DeepSeek coming out of seemingly nowhere with much lower spend and less access to such high quality advanced NVIDIA chips. And yet seemingly they have something that is again, much lower cost to create, but rivaling some of the large language models in the United States. This definitely poses a big question mark at the very least for financial markets. And I've been thinking about it this way. I think that market participants here are taking a sell now, ask questions later approach to this, because we don't know just how much validity there is to this DeepSeek stuff. We know that there's been all sorts of speculation, just how real, just how strong in comparison to, you know, for example, OpenAI's large language model, how much of it is truly a game changer and is truly outperforming, or is some of it a little overblown? I think right now, like I said, the market is taking we don't know, so let's just get out of the way and kind of pick up the pieces, figure things out over the next few weeks to see really what the true divergence is. So yes, really poses an issue. I'll actually add to that specifically, there is some serious bifurcation in the market right now. You've got some things that are doing quite well. In fact, the Dow Jones is actually positive on the day, but NASDAQ down 3.4%. And specifically, the semiconductor world, if you were to take a look at SMH, the ETF that tracks a basket of U.S. semiconductors companies, I mean, this is the index, if you will, one of the most popular ones, and that is down too, at 10.5%, which of course, NVIDIA making a large contribution to that downside move today. But very large slide for tech stocks across the board, but being led lower specifically by those semiconductor companies, which have, of course, been so key to the market's rip in the last few years.
And there's some crazy rumors coming out about DeepSeek. We're not sure what to think of it. I mean, there are some industry insiders who are completely stunned by this idea that it can match the likes of ChatGPT, OpenAI, and spend very little money. Apparently, they've only spent $5.6 million developing this model. In contrast, Microsoft has already plowed $14 billion into OpenAI. In fact, that has reflected on Microsoft as well, because its shares dropped 3.5%. But overall, across the USA and Europe today, Nick, we were at one point on track for a $1 trillion wipeout off the valuation of AI-focused shares. So it's a big worry. But as you said, you never know what quite to believe.
Yeah, and that's the thing about these companies plowing so much money into investment. I know Google is set to spend like $50 billion or something of that nature somewhere in that neighborhood in the development of AI tools. So that's the thing. While we're entertaining rumors too, part of me just speculates, just is a bit skeptical to think, how are the brightest minds in what is traditionally thought as one of the most innovative places on earth, the United States, how is it that with so little funds, the Chinese could put up something like that with the startup DeepSeek?
Maybe they got AI to do it for them.
Well, actually, you might be more on than you think about it, Johnny. There's some speculation. I saw one thing, and again, we are very much entering into the territory of speculation and rumors, but I heard one rumor that a few weeks ago, if you ask the DeepSeek AI model what model it was, if you asked it, hey, what are you? What is your, you know, base model? It actually was returning that it was ChatGPT. So I've heard some rumors and speculations that actually DeepSeek, yes, perhaps it is able to do some improvements, but perhaps it is built off the back of U.S. technology in existence. So many, many rumors, like I said, we can't verify or confirm that, but I've heard many things as markets are trying to sort out what exactly is happening to see such a massive wipeout of, you know, equity value in a singular day off of this news.
But we said this a few months ago, didn't we, that such is the nature of AI, it can improve itself so quickly because that's what it is. It's artificial intelligence and it's constantly improving itself, getting faster and faster, and almost, dare I say it, out of control.
It is. I think it's running on its own course to some degree. It's a very competitive landscape. And I think in some ways you could take this as a very scary, you know, pessimistic event. But for Western countries involved in the AI stuff, I think that one thing to think about this is that perhaps a little competition and a reminder that it is an AI race, it's not an AI one situation, is arguably a good thing. And actually, Johnny, there are some industries that are really positive today. If listeners are able to, of course, it may have changed by the time you're listening to this podcast episode, pull up the stock ticker Meta, M-E-T-A, and actually that stock is up 0.8% today. You have many names that actually greatly benefit from increased competition in the AI space. Think about Meta, for example, for a moment. What does Meta do? It utilizes AI to better harness content for its listeners and users and watchers. So more competition in the AI space, which could drive prices lower for companies using AI, like software companies, you could take a slightly positive spin on what is otherwise a pretty scary market sell-off day.
Okay, Nick, we'll of course talk again on Wednesday. We'll reflect more on this big story and of course all the other market news. Thanks for joining us for this special podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.